MSONewsSports.com welcomes baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
All right. But you don't bring a lot of great news for us this week, do you, Andy?
I certainly don't. There's nothing really that great to talk about involving the Local 9. It's more bad news than good. We'll start things off recapping last night's game as the Sox are shut out for the third time this season. They lost 1-0 to the Rays at Tropicana Field. Sox back in action tomorrow night in Baltimore for a weekend series with the Orioles, and the Sox return home next Tuesday for a brief two-game series with the Yankees and then a series next weekend with the Kansas City Royals. Sox have now dropped three straight. They have a record of 67-71. Of course, that's still good for last place in the American League. And if you do really care about the wild card race at this point, Sox now 10 games behind the Blue Jays for that final wild card spot in the American League.
Well, just before that Rays series started, the Red Sox were so close to 500, but it didn't happen. But you do have some good player news notes for us, don't you?
Yeah, there are a little bit of positives out there. We can search high and low and find some good things. Xander Bogaerts, first of all, he was named the American League Player of the Week for last week. He had 15 hits at an average of .536. So, as you mentioned, the Red Sox were on a winning streak. It got as high as five games. They almost reached that elusive 500 mark for the season. Since we last spoke, last Friday, September the 2nd, the Red Sox rolled over the Rangers 9-1 at Fenway. Sox catcher Connor Wong hit his first career Major League homer. Then on Saturday, the Red Sox beat the Rangers 5-3. Sunday, they win 5-2 over the Rangers. And then the winning streak came to an end, heading down to the Trop. It's now become the Red Sox new house of horrors, kind of like Royal Stadium used to be for the Sox in the late 70s and early 80s. On Monday, the Sox winning streak came to an end, losing 4-3 to Tampa. And on Tuesday, Sox fell 8-4 to the Rays, but a good note in that one. Rookie first baseman Tristan Casas had his first Major League home run. And then, of course, you had the loss last night. So some good, some bad. It kind of goes with the season, kind of up and down as we wrap things up.
Yeah, not maybe a good sign if your roster or your players out on your nine out there are hitting their first home runs of the year in September. I mean, maybe it's just me, but who knows? Yeah.
No, I got you there. You know, obviously, more rookies are making the lineup, players wearing higher numbers, and you know, in fact, on Sunday they had a pitching battery of their pitcher wearing number 74 and the catcher wearing 75. So I thought I was in Fort Myers watching a spring training game at that point.
There you go. Absolutely right. Or the NFL this Sunday. All right. And there are some other player news, right?
Yeah, Red Sox did make a signing yesterday. They signed super utility player Kike Hernandez, a one-year deal worth $10 million. So Kike will be back for another season. And then checking out with the doctor's notes, the pitcher Cutter Crawford, he was placed on the 15-day injured list with a right shoulder impingement. And pitcher Tanner Houck, he had back surgery on Tuesday. He's going to, of course, now be out for the rest of the season.
Well, Andy, even though the rain has stopped and it's not a great day to be just laying around on the couch because it's going to be so nice out there today, what do folks have in store for them if they were to be couching it today and looking at Nesson Plus?
Well, yes, you can spend your lunch break at 1 o'clock with Nesson Plus. Of course, you know what you're going to see on Nesson Plus every day. A Red Sox win for sure. It's guaranteed. Take it to the bank. This game is from September the 8th of 2008. Red Sox shut out the Rays 3-0 at Fenway. John Lester goes 7 2/3 for the win. Jonathan Papelbon gets the save. David Ortiz, Kevin Youkilis, Jason Bay all drive in a run. Bay hit the lone home run in the game.
Yeah, I bet Ortiz by September 8th had more than one home run in his quiver, if you will. All right. Now it's time for Major League Baseball notes. Everybody waits anxiously for these every single week, Andy. What do you have for us?
Well, we'll start things off with a little interesting side note involving tennis and Major League Baseball. Back on August 29th of 2002, Serena Williams won a match at the U.S. Open. Albert Pujols hit a home run for the Cardinals, and Dante Bichette, Craig Biggio, and Vladimir Guerrero had at least one hit. And 21 years later, August 29th, 2022, Serena Williams won a match at the U.S. Open. Albert Pujols hits a home run for the Cardinals, and the sons of Bichette, Bo Bichette, Biggio, Kevin Biggio, and Vlad Jr. Guerrero had at least one hit in the game. So kind of an interesting little sidebar from things happening 21 years apart.
Wow. I mean, you sound like Casey Kasem with these coincidental facts. I mean, we're going to do a long-distance dedication soon here. What's going on?
Well, hey, when the Red Sox start to slide off, we have to look at other ways to entertain you. So maybe a long-distance dedication will be on the way.
All right. Well, send my best to Aaron Judge. What do you got for us?
Well, Aaron Judge is on a tear. He continues to hit the home runs on Saturday, hit home run number 52 on the season. Also on Saturday, White Sox pitcher Dylan Cease lost a no-hitter with two outs in the top of the ninth. Then on Sunday, Judge hit home run number 53. And then Albert Pujols, speaking of him once again, hit his 695th career home run. A Yankees outfielder and former Red Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi was announced he's going to miss the rest of the season after breaking a bone into his wrist on Sunday. Then on Monday, guess who hit another home run? Aaron Judge, number 54. Also on Monday, speaking of Dante Bichette, which we already had a few minutes ago with Bo Bichette, Bo hit three home runs in a game against the Orioles. And then last night, Aaron Judge did it again. Home run number 55 in his quest to break the American League record set by Roger Maris of 61 home runs back in 1961. Judge seems well on his way to take that record.
I know, exactly. Yep. I know. All right. Hey, Andy, of all these kind of new players that have joined the Red Sox, is there one that is kind of interesting to you?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to a couple players, actually. We'll start things off on a smaller note. As I mentioned, that Connor Wong hit his first career home run back on Friday. I kind of liked what I've seen so far from him behind the plate. Of course, he came in from the Dodgers in the Mookie Betts trade. Seems to have a little bit of pop in his bat, strong arm, good defensive catcher. He could be something to keep an eye on going forward for the Red Sox catching situation. But, of course, the big news was the calling up of Tristan Casas at first base. He, of course, hit his first major league home run on Tuesday night. Left-handed slugger. Definitely plays a solid first base defensively. He's already made a bunch of really nice defensive plays. Looks like he has been there, done that before, and I can just try to think back and say, gee, wonder if he was playing first base all year, where would the Red Sox be at this point? Of course, there's going to be a logjam at first base when the Red Sox traded for Eric Hosmer at the trade deadline. He still has a couple years left on a huge contract with the Padres, even though the Padres are paying for most of that contract. Really, Casas and Hosmer don't play another position other than first. So I guess one could DH if J.D. Martinez, obviously expected to, he is a free agent at the end of the year, he's not expected to be back, so maybe one of the two slides into a DH role. But both are very, very solid defensive first basemen. Obviously, Casas with more of a power potential, and Hosmer more of a line drive hitter in the late stages of his career. So, I would say keep an eye out for Casas and Wong the rest of the season to see how they do over the next 3 weeks.
All right. I'm thinking maybe even Aaron Judge at one time got called up in September. I'm probably wrong on that, but it's possible, right?
Oh, yeah. You never know what's going to come up in September. Yeah. Some bright spots.
There you go. All right, Andy. Always good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone, and I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.